This is Michael Johnson, and I have the pleasure of welcoming you on the line today, Rob Pate, who's the Director of Global Consumer Electronics and Marketing for Seagate Technologies. Rob, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
Now, Seagate has been a company that's really been making a lot of strides forward and getting, I think, the awareness of storage and the importance of hard drive storage out to the consumer, out to a lot of people. And it's really evolved a lot in the last decade. I think a long time ago, people wouldn't have thought about, I think, external storage or the importance of it. Can you tell us about some of the changes that have happened over the last 10 years?
Sure, Michael. I can actually remember my first product that I helped launch at Seagate here about 7 years ago, and it was a giant 4 gigabyte hard drive for PCs, and many people in the press and the media, many industry analysts were talking about how there was no chance anybody would be able to fill up 4 gigabytes on a hard drive and that we would be out of business in a matter of months. And here we are with announcing a 750 gigabyte hard drive. And of course, that's not enough storage anymore for all of the digital media, all of the music, all the television shows, all of the movies that people want to store. We can now get 12 gigabytes of storage into a drive that actually fits into a mobile phone. And on the other side of the spectrum, we can get 3/4 of a terabyte into a standard digital video recorder or a PC on a single drive while making huge amounts of storage available to devices like digital cameras, portable media players, even video game consoles in the right size, at the right application, and of course at the right price.
Can you tell us a little bit about the products that you're introducing today?
Sure. It starts off with the ST18 series. This is Seagate's first 1.8-inch hard drive, and this is really a big breakthrough for Seagate in that we're making a drive here for handheld audio and video devices. 1.8-inch drives are really targeted toward the trend toward mobile video, where people are able to take movies, their favorite TV shows, even home videos with them anywhere that they want to view that. So now, if you go on an airplane, you're not limited to the wide selection of entertainment offered by the airline there. If you're on a lunch break, instead of perhaps reading an old magazine, now you can see up-to-the-minute sports clips or news clips or whatever you want to see. And, of course, you can take along high-quality, high-fidelity music with you as well. So the 1.8-inch drive really leverages what we call perpendicular recording technology. This gives us 60 gigabytes on a single platter, really thin drive. And this is going to really help the market for personal media players and also for GPS systems that use a lot of 3D graphics, perhaps even combining those with MP3 systems. We're looking at digital video cameras starting to include 1.8-inch drives into their chassis as opposed to having digital video tape inside the chassis. And, of course, the new palm top PC market, where you can actually have a pocket-sized PC based on Microsoft's Origami platform. So that's the first and probably the product that's going to get the most attention from people who have been following the technology industry for a while. It's going to enable a lot of new applications to go big, if you will, in the world of technology.
Go big at the same time as going small. I mean, I've seen one of these drives. This thing is not much bigger than some postage stamps. It's amazing.
That's right. They wind up being about the size of a credit card. And the fact that you can get 60 gigabytes into a drive this small is going to enable a lot of different companies to come up with a lot of cool new gadgets that will allow us to access what we call at Seagate the on-demand world, the ability to be able to grab entertainment content, be able to grab your own personal content, be able to receive email attachments, whatever it is you want to get, to be able to access that wherever and whenever you want to and on the device you want to.
So, Rob, what other products are you introducing today? Anything else besides the drive we were just talking about?
Well, sure. With this drive, no pun intended, toward being able to access information wherever, whenever, and however you want to, we're also introducing a drive called the LD25. This is our second generation of this particular drive. It's a 2.5-inch hard drive. It looks very similar to a drive that would be in a notebook PC, except that we've really optimized this drive for cost. We've done this because a lot of different types of systems now need the physical size of a 2.5-inch hard drive, without necessarily the cost burden of some of the ruggedness features, some of the power management features, and the other features that we put into our award-winning Momentus series of hard drives. So this drive actually offers up to 60 gigabytes of capacity for applications like video game consoles, for example, and then up to 80 gigabytes of capacity for other systems that require even more capacity in a very small space. For example, there are some flat panel, high definition LCD and plasma screen TV sets that are coming out now that actually have digital video recording systems built right into them. Instead of having a separate box for the DVR, it all comes in the same chassis. And this drive is actually perfect for that type of system. And it delivers a lot of storage in a very, very small space. Now, that's not all the storage most people that use DVRs want, but certainly it's enough storage to save a few of their favorite TV shows, to use the storage for things like pausing and rewinding their favorite TV shows. And LD25 actually uses a technology that Seagate calls DynaPlay technology. This really enhances traditional video game and television capabilities by allowing manufacturers of these devices to create systems that use the storage in a real optimized way for video and audio streaming. The way these devices use storage is very different from the way PC use storage. And so we have optimized the way this drive works to do really well with video and audio streams.
So a lot of people now are recording television programs and downloading movies, and they're using DVRs more than ever. Are there any products that Seagate is introducing that that are dealing with it or helping folks with DVR?
Well, people are not just adopting DVR all over the United States and all over the world, but they're also starting to adopt high-definition DVRs. Digital video recorders that actually record, pause, fast forward through, archive high definition television shows. And HDTV actually takes up 6 times more storage than standard definition television does. So you can imagine running out of storage pretty quickly on a digital video recorder. We continue to see the demand for more and more storage for these kind of high-end, high-definition digital video recorder. So we've announced a 750-gigabyte hard drive for digital video recorders. This is just an absolutely massive drive. If you would have thought just a few years ago that we could come out with a 750-gigabyte hard drive, it would have boggled people's minds. Today, it's something where we're coming out with it, and those companies that are making high-definition digital video recorders are saying, that's great, but we still need more. So there's an insatiable demand for storage out there. This is actually the highest capacity drive available for digital video recorders and other media streaming applications. And again, we've included our DynaPlay technology in this drive as well to make it easy for manufacturers of digital video recorders to go in and fine-tune the hard drive so that it works really well in an audio-video streaming environment.
Now, a lot of people have hookups at home, or say they've got a small office and, or, you know, a home office even, and they may have different kinds of computers, you know, working. They might have Macs and PCs. Are there any solutions that you're offering to that kind of a platform?
We're absolutely offering something that Macintosh fans will be very happy with, and that is a version of the Mira personal server that allows that server to sync up not just with any of the PCs in the house, but also to Macintoshes in the house. The Mira personal server does a very cool thing. It simply synchronizes all of the content that's in all of the PCs on the network that it's attached to. So when you set it up inside your home, you simply plug in the power, plug it into a network, turn it on, and it immediately starts discovering PCs all around your house and starts to download content from those PCs to itself, effectively creating replicas of everything that's on those PCs. This is great, of course, if you've damaged a file or you've lost something and you need to get it back. But it's also great for allowing people to access content outside of your house. You can actually allow encrypted, secure access to, for example, a folder full of photos that you want for a friend or relative to see, or perhaps you want a business associate to see some documents where you can send that business associate a link so that he or she can see those documents and those documents only on that server. And the great news about the Mira personal server that we're announcing today is that it's now compatible with Macintoshes, so it can synchronize contents from Macs and PCs with the same ease of use, the same efficiency, and give people the same level of controlled secure access to that content as the original Mira personal server did.
Well, we've gone over a lot of stuff today, Rob. Is there information on the website, and can you give that website address?
Michael, they can go to our website at www.seagate.com. That's SEAGATE for information on all these products and other products that we're announcing during this particular time.
I've been speaking today with Rob Pate, who's the Director of Global Consumer Electronics Marketing for Seagate Technologies. And Rob, sounds like there's a lot of exciting stuff, and we look forward to speaking with you on the next podcast.
Thanks. It's great to have done this.